Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. I wonder if you've ever passed the baton to someone who followed you in an important role, maybe coach of an athletic team, or leader of a business, or long-term teacher or professor of students, or perhaps a pastor or other spiritual leader of a group of people. Do you remember what you felt preparing for that transition day and then actually handing over the keys to your office and walking away for the last time? We've been journeying with Moses for several weeks, and he's in the midst of doing what I just described. He's challenged the people with God's words. He has called Joshua to be ready to accept the mantle of leadership. He has written many scrolls filled with the words and instructions God had given Moses for the people of God. Now, in Deuteronomy 31, verse 24, listen to what Moses did next. After Moses finished writing in a book the words of this law, from beginning to end, he gave this command to the Levites who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. Take this book of the law and place it beside the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God. There it will remain as a witness against you. By placing Moses' writings next to the Ark, the holiest place on earth, God was declaring the sacred significance of these writings. This wasn't just a diary of the 40-year journey. This was a record of God's dealings with his people and his commands and instructions for them in how to live as a people of God. Then Moses made a sad and shocking statement. For I know how rebellious and stiff-necked you are. If you have been rebellious against the Lord while I'm still alive and with you, how much more will you rebel after I die? Now let me ask you a question, my friends. If you are an older person, do you sometimes reflect on what will be going on in your extended family or that organization or group you've poured your life into after you have died, long after you've died? When your influence on them rubs off and you're a distant memory to them, what kinds of lives will they be living? Of course, neither Moses nor you or I can predict the future with accuracy. But God had told Moses repeatedly that the people would turn away from God and rebel after Moses died, and they moved into the promised land. Oh, what a heartbreak that must have been for Moses after all he had done in 40 years to help them know God, love God, and want to honor God with their lives. Moses then said one more thing before ending this message. Assemble before me all the elders of your tribes, all your officials, so that I can speak these words in their hearing and call heaven and earth to testify against them. For I know that after my death, you are sure to become utterly corrupt and to turn away from what I have instructed you. In days to come, disaster will fall upon you because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord and provoke him to anger by what your hands have made. Deuteronomy 31, 28 and 29. Do you see Moses called the leadership together for an important meeting? One last time, Moses challenged the leaders to understand their sacred leadership calling and their important role in the future of this people. As you've watched leadership transitions where you live around the world, do you see leaders taking their responsibilities very seriously? When I read warnings like the one Moses gave, I sometimes wonder, what would it be like if my ancestors, or yours, could come back to Earth for a visit and see what has happened here in the decades or even centuries of time which have passed since they departed for eternity? What has happened here to the morals, the ethics, education, business, politics, science, entertainment, medicine, even the very basics like marriage and family, or the sanctity of life for the unborn and the elderly? Oh my, so much has changed. Why? The answer is quite simple, isn't it? When people turn away from God, God's truth, and God's instructions, evil takes root, and corruption is the fruit. Do you see that has happened where you live, my friends? Moses warned the people that God would not stand by idle. He would not look away. He would not disregard the corruption of his people. God would respond. And he would respond with judgment, which would bring disaster on the generations to come. Look around, my friends. Do you see the consequences to generations pushing God away? We saw yesterday that God had given Moses a song to write, which the people were to learn, for as they would sing it in the future, it would speak God's convicting truth to them. We have that song in Deuteronomy chapter 32. The record says, Moses came with Joshua and spoke all the words of this song in the hearing of the people. When Moses finished reciting all the words to all Israel, he said to them, Take to heart all the words I have solemnly declared to you to this day, so that you may command your children to obey carefully all the words of this law. They are not just idle words for you. They are your life. Now, think back over your life for a moment. Has any older person in your family or at your workplace or in your school ever challenged you with such words? As you have grown up, have you taken very seriously the legacy you have received from your ancestors? Have you worked to actually improve that legacy before you hand it to the next generation which follows you? As you pass it on, are you doing so with great care that they understand fully the importance of God and His truth, His instructions in their lives? And are they committed to instructing their descendants long after you are gone from this earth? I'd like us to pause right here and contemplate something very significant. What have you written down that will instruct and teach those who follow you about your values, your legacy, the truths which have shaped your life, the defining moment experiences which have charted the course of your life, the lessons you've learned in life? Most important of all, what have you written about your relationship with God? The value you place on God's Word, the Bible, your relationship with Jesus Christ, the certainty you have of eternal life. Moses was leaving behind scrolls of God's truth and challenging the leaders and the people to treasure them and let those writings guide their lives long after he was gone. Is that an example you and I should follow, my friends? So when we are gone, our descendants have plenty of wisdom that we have poured out on paper that will help them know God and follow the Holy Spirit in their journey of life. I call us to ponder that and maybe ask God to help you make a plan right now. Here's a song to help you consider what's really important in life as you prepare to leave behind writings that tell your story.